Ni hao. Good morning, everybody. I love being with your church, and it's always an honor for me.
Oh, thank you. I will turn up the mic.
Well, let's see. How about that? That's a little better. So I just want to once again thank you. It's always a real blessing for me to be in Grace Faith Church. And I love seeing you all here and thriving and just working towards the future. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
How are
you doing? Hopefully I can help you.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Joy is a friend.
This is my first time translating English into Chinese.
Okay, well, we will do our best.
Okay, I will try my best.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joy. Thank you all for being here today. Music has become an important part of the Christmas season. And it is added to kind of the bright, joyous experiences that we have. It multiplies that, and it also lifts us up in those times that we are down and feeling that we need a boost. Even in moments of time and despair, we look often to those songs. One that comes to my mind is Silent Night, and it's kind of the one Christmas song that really unites all people. It's translated into so many languages. And I think of back in World War One in Belleau Woods, which was just an awful battle, and there were American, French, and German soldiers all in the trenches, and they took that one opportunity at Christmas time to come together and sing songs together. But the one song that they all knew was Silent Night.
在一战期间, 当那个美国人、德国人和法国人他们在一场很艰苦的战役里面，他们到了在圣诞节，他们在那个最绝望的时候，他们一起来唱了这首圣诞夜的歌。
Another very famous Christmas, I wouldn't even call it a song, but a program is Handel's Messiah, George Friedrich Handel's Messiah. Are you all familiar with that one? Probably so.
另一个非常著名的关于圣诞节的一个神剧叫做弥赛亚，是韩德尔写的一个神剧。你们大家是不是都熟悉这个剧？
It's most famous for the chorus line, the Hallelujah chorus. You've probably heard it. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Joy. That's good enough. but there's a second part, another, probably the second most well-known part of Handel's Messiah comes from Isaiah 9.
另一部分非常著名，在这个弥赛亚里面，第二部分非常著名的一段，就是来自于今天我们要讲的经文，这个以赛亚书九章，verse六节。
And it goes like this: For unto us a child is born. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I don't know if you want to interpret that. So I'm sure you probably heard that one. And if you haven't, you've now heard a lesser version of it. Of course, Isaiah, who is the writer of this, didn't write his prophecy in the form of the song, but it was meant to both serve as a warning and a sign of hope. This prophecy came at a time of great tumult in Israel, and it came 700 years before the coming of Jesus.
以赛亚写这个经文的章节的时候，是在主来之前的700年之前，他就写了这个预言说，主要来。
And this reminds us, the Bible reminds us, that those who trust in Jesus do not have to despair, and that there is hope.
这个圣经的经节提醒我们，在那些我们这些信相信跟随耶稣基督的人，让我们在绝望中不要失去希望、盼望。
One of the most significant prophecies of the Bible is this, Isaiah 9. 1 through 9, or 1 through 7, sorry.
最重要的在这个以赛亚书里面，就是这个九章一到七节，也是今天我们要讲的。
And since you just, I was going to read it again, but since you just read it, and for the sake of our interpretation, how about we presume you're familiar with it? Does that sound good?
因为你们刚才已经读了这些经节，我就认为你们都是已经知道了这些经节。
And we'll touch on it as we go through.
我们会一一逐一的来解释这些经文。
So our times today are not completely unsimilar to the times of Isaiah. In spite of all the advances of civilization, the world today is still consumed by a desire for peace and a fear of war.
尽管今天我们的时代和以赛亚所处的时代其实也没有什么不同，然后今天我们也一样被就是很多的期望对于这种 peace，就这种平安和平的期望和这种对战争的恐惧所消耗。
When people observe rumors of wars and wars, gloom and despair often encompass people like a thick darkness. How many places are there in the world today where people's God-given rights are ignored, or there's war going on or troubled spots? 今天在我们的周围有多少的地方充满着战争，然后当我们看到这些战争的时候，有都是还有多少的人，他们上天赋予他们的权利被这些拥有这些统治者的，他们拥有权利的人所忽略。Stronger countries believe that peace must be negotiated from a position of power. Radical groups believe that terror is the way forward. Dictators believe that might makes right. And what are we left with? A dangerous and frightening world.
然后这些激进组织，他们认为我们的和平要通过武力来解决。还有一些独裁者，他们也是一样通过战争来解决我们的和平问题。这个世界留给我们的是什么呢？留给我们的是我们对这个黑暗、幽暗的世界的恐惧。
We're left wondering if anyone is really interested in peace, righteousness, or justice for all, or just in securing their own interests.
我们就开始在问这些人，这些统治者， 他们所谓的为了和平而战，是真的是为我们所有大家人所盼望的和平公正而战呢，还是为他们自己的利益而战？
The problem is still the presence of evil. It sets brother against brother and nation against nation. Ultimately, the world's gloom and despair is linked to spiritual darkness.
这些 I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, just go ahead.
No problem. Against the backdrop of prophecy of war and destruction, darkness and gloom, Isaiah gave his prophecy about the Messiah, the glorious King.
在这个黑暗幽暗的世界，以赛亚他的这个预言给黑暗中的人带来的希望。
Messiah is a Hebrew term that means anointed one, that is the anointed king. The Bible tells how ultimately a son of David would come to be known as the Messiah.
弥赛亚在希伯来书里面，他是受高者的意思，就是受高的君王。圣经里面也说到，这个弥赛亚是将会来自于大卫的子孙。
And we believe that Jesus Christ is that Messiah. And this prophecy holds out hope for peace and righteousness through the reign of Jesus. So the text that we're looking at can be divided into the dawn, the beginning of the Messianic age, and the righteous reign of the Messiah.
我们今天看的这些个经节可以分为两部分，一部分是弥赛亚时期的这个黎明，另一部分是
The second section is the righteous reign of the Messiah. While the entire passage is instructive for the message, the verses that focus on the nature of the Messiah are critical. Therein lies our hope for everlasting peace. So our attention today will focus on the names of the Son and showing how these descriptions fit perfectly with the nature of our Lord Jesus.
So we will today focus on the names of the Son and showing how these descriptions fit perfectly with the nature of our Lord
Jesus. So Isaiah, when he's giving this prophecy that came from God, he declares that in contrast to the present age, the present being that age, war, gloom, and despair, there is a coming age of peace, which will reign universally. That's okay.
It's a little bit too long for me.
Okay, so Isaiah pointed out Isaiah's prophecy came at a time when there was great fear of war. But there is also a coming time in his message where he says peace will reign, will be universal, and it will begin with the coming of the Messiah.
同时他也 提到 接下来将会发生的就是这个基督耶稣将会掌权的一个公义的时代将会到来。
And we call it the Messianic Age.
我们把它叫做弥赛亚时代。
So there will be a big change in the circumstances during the Messianic age. The passage begins with the announcement of the change.
So in this time, there will be a big change. This information is a big change.
So it begins, there will be no more gloom for those in distress. In the past, the Lord humbled the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee.
就是在这个我们的这个经文里面第一节，那些受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利得着荣耀。
And why will it honor Galilee? Because that is where the Messiah will first appear. Galilee of the Gentiles, a place looked down on for so long as less spiritual and less than Judea.
为什么这里要特别提到这个加利利？因为这个加利利是弥赛亚将要到来的地方。
The explanation of this exaltation is found in verse 2. Those who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
在第二节，这个观点再次升华，说到在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The language is poetic. It focuses on darkness, that signifying adversity and despair and gloom and evil. And the light signifies prosperity, peace, freedom, and hope and joy.
所以这个幽暗意味着死亡、邪恶。然后这个光意味着繁荣、平安。
Okay. So the people in the north of Israel who have suffered so much for so long have the prospect of a wonderful new beginning.
这些在以色列北边的这些人们，他们过去一直处于困苦之中，然后现在他们期待有一个新的开始了。
So light will shine on people who are walking in darkness. The initial fulfillment of this prophecy is beyond doubt.
这个大光，神的大光将会照在这个幽暗之处，然后神的
Matt, sorry.
神的到来是无可置疑的。
Matthew quotes this text in conjunction with the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. He is the true light of the world that lights every person. In Matthew it says, He is the true light of the world that lights every person. You're doing well, Joy. Thank you, Joy. So when he began to minister in Galilee with his teachings and his miracles, he, Jesus, demonstrated that he was indeed the Messiah.
When Jesus started his ministry in Galilee, when he preached,
His proclamation of the kingdom through salvation is what ends the despair for believers in him who are not lost in gloom and despair. They know what he promised, that he promised he will come, what he promised will come to pass at his second coming.So I'll just move on. So the Messiah brings joy and prosperity. The prophet Isaiah turns to address the Lord directly. His words explain what it means that light will dispel the darkness. Joy and prosperity will follow.The prophet gives no clue about how soon or how long from now that it would happen. But we now have the complete Bible, the Old and the New Testament, the full revelation of God. And we know that Jesus made it clear that he was the Messiah.
现在我们知道了，我们有了旧约、新约，我们从这个整本的圣经可以了解到，耶稣就是预言中的弥赛亚。
And that the age of peace and righteousness is yet to come.
那个光和平和光明的时代已经来到。Has yet to come.
Yes. The final piece. The joy described is extravagant. It is the kind of joy that comes at the harvest or at the dividing of the plunder.
这里提到的喜乐是得胜，就是收，好像收割的欢喜，像人分掳物那样的快乐。
And naturally, that's a time of great joy, of final victory, of peace.
当然，这就是打仗胜利之后的那种很自然的一种平安和快乐。
So the imagery of joy at the division of the plunder leads directly into the explanation. The prophet foresees the time when the Lord will break the oppression of his enemies.
Break the
oppression, the holding people down.
Okay, 所以就提到第四节里面说到的，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖。并欺压他们人的棍也都已经折断。
But this victory will be greater. Verse 5, go ahead. Verse 5 says that the implements of war will be burned up.
第五节提到战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲并那滚在雪中的衣服都必作为可烧的当作火柴。
War and subjugation or being held down will end.
战争和分裂最后会结束。
So how can these things be given the world situation that as we know it?
那这样的场景怎么会来到呢？
The answer to the question can be found in the second half of the prophecy, which describes the names of the nature of the Messiah.
答案就在这个第二部分所提到的对这个将来的预言。
And if such peace that it's described in the Bible is to come, then someone has to have the ability to produce it and keep it.
就提到有这样一个弥赛亚会来到，弥赛亚的来到会让这一切都可以实现。
So Isaiah now turns to introduce that one person.
弥赛亚接下来就开始介绍这样一个人。
Who will transform war and despair to joy and peace?
会把战争和绝望转成。欢乐和平安。
The first part of the prophecy is very familiar to Christians. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders.
第一部分的预言，我们基督徒都很熟悉。因有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
And Isaiah is very precise here. A child will be born to the family of David, and that the birth will be in Bethlehem.
以赛亚在这里讲得非常明确，这个婴孩是出生在大卫的家中，而且生在伯利恒。
We know all these things happened, but the Messiah will also be a son that is given, and that Jesus did not simply appear in Bethlehem.Given as in born.
以赛亚提到这个婴孩为我们而生，然后耶稣也不只是留在伯利恒，为我们而生，不只是留在伯利恒。
The New Testament bears witness that Jesus is the Son who came to the world.
新约也提到耶稣为我们世人而降生。
In fact, Jesus himself took moments to prove that he was that one person.
耶稣自己也证明他就是那神所派来的。
When he went to raise Lazarus from the dead, in his prayer he said, ask God to help him, be with him for that action, to let him know that you sent me.
当他在使拉撒路从死里复活的时候，他向神祷告说，让神与他同在，以证明他是从神派来的。
Or in debating with the religious leaders, Jesus asked how David could call his descendants his Lord.
在跟那些法利赛人宗教领袖回答他们的疑问的时候，他也提到大卫怎么能够称他的后代为我的主呢？
David showed that the Messiah, his progeny, would be even greater than him.
大卫在诗篇里提到他的后代是就是比他要伟大。
And the woman at the well, who Jesus confronted, she said, when the Messiah comes, he will declare all things to us.
耶稣在对井旁的妇人也提到过，当弥赛亚来的时候，他将这一切的事都要显明。
And Jesus responded basically by saying, that's me.
是那个耶稣也对那个井旁的妇人说，你所提到的这个预言中的人就是我。
It's clear then that Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, the Christ, the child born into the house of David.
所以很明显，耶稣就是以赛亚书先知中所预言中提到的弥赛亚，那个降生的婴孩，在大卫家里降生的婴孩。
The first advent of Jesus established his identity. It did not begin his reign, however, for the putting down of all his enemies is yet to come.
耶稣一开始的，
So that his arrival established who he was, the Messiah.
他一开始并
It's okay.
Okay, 耶稣的降生证明他就是弥赛亚。
So, the prophecy that the government will be on his shoulders will come to complete reality at his second coming.
耶稣一开始来的时候，他的身份是一个很卑微的，降生在马槽里的婴孩的身份。他们并没有一个得胜的一个君王的身份出现。他这个得胜的身份会在他第二次降临的时候。
And Jesus will rule as king.
第二次再来的时候，耶稣会统治整个宇宙。
We may say that Jesus now reigns above, and that is certainly true.
我们当然现在也是说耶稣是统治万有的。
But Isaiah envisions a time of universal peace and righteousness.
以赛亚预言以后，全世界整个宇宙的一个和平和公义。
Hebrews 1 states that his exaltation will be complete when the Father again brings his firstborn into the world, when he comes back the second time.
在希伯来书第一章也提到，当耶稣再来的时候，会有完全的统治，完全的公义。
And of course, Isaiah does not know when this happened, nor do any of us, but he knows that it will.
以赛亚当然不知道这个时候是什么时候，我们现在也不知道，但是他知道这是一定会发生的。
Because when God spoke to Isaiah, he knew it as fact.
因为当神跟以赛亚说的就是显示他的预言的时候，以赛亚知道一定会成就的。
So the Messiah will be a wonder king, like a miraculous king.
所以弥赛亚就是像一个可以行神迹的一个君王一样。
So the nature of the Messiah, who he is now portrayed in those verses, in that listing of his throne names.
所以他的这些特性都显示在他这个不同的名称里面。
And these are not normal names like we would call each other. these are more character descriptions, right?
这些并不是我们平时会称呼对方的一些名字，这些主要是讲到一些的特性。
They're meant to show the character or the nature of the person.
就是显示这个人的一些特性属性。
In English, we might say she made a name of herself. And the name, that she's saying that she made a good reputation. She has a good reputation, so. And the names in this part of the Bible, it does basically the same. It tells about the nature of Jesus. There's a tradition of giving these types of names in that part of the world, in the Near East. For example, in Egypt, they did the same thing. They made these great long names for their leaders. So one Egyptian priest is recorded as saying for their new leader, let the great names of the good God and his title be made like those of Ra. So you don't have to. But anyway, he said there will be this great, he has this great new name, Mighty Bull. I love their interesting names. So one, Mighty Bull. The next, one, Capable of Planning.
Planning.
Like plan, to plan things. Great in wonders, filled with truth.
充满真理的,
Son of Ra, from whom life is given. Son of the Egyptian god. So don't be confused. I'm not promoting Ra. Just so in these great names, these epithets, the king would show they would show the wisdom or the might or the truth of these people or what they would like them to be. They're all rather ambitious for a human, I think. So there's evidence of this also occurring in Israel. So one is in the coronation psalm, in Psalms, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. So on the day the king ascended to the throne, he was declared to be the Son of God, that is, God's anointed king. We can move on. In Samuel, 2 Samuel, we see David and names associated with him. David, son of Jesse. That sounds pretty good. Man exalted by the Most High. And that's true, he's David. The man anointed by God, the God of Jacob. Israel, singer of songs. So these are actually kind of real and practical, since it's David. But there's nothing to compare to the names that we have in Isaiah 9. Each name had a permanent title, and then a variable, and then a description. So something that he definitely was, but then also a description of who he was.
每个名字都有特别的意义，都有特质。
So in Isaiah, we have counselor.
我们提到这个测试。
God, Father, and Prince are all permanent titles.
上帝，君王，天父，这都是永久的名称。
Wonderful, Mighty, Everlasting, and Peace are the variables.
全能的、永在的、和平的，这些是形容的形容词。
But Isaiah is affirming that the one who is coming will not merely have great titles.
弥赛亚说，这弥赛亚将要到来的弥赛亚不只是有这些好听的名字。
But will actually be those things.
他就是。
So what had been a hope, a wild dream for the ages will come to reality one day. This is what Isaiah was saying. And with a peace such as this, with a king such as this, peace is assured. And there is obviously no hope in an Egyptian king, in Ra. There is only hope in the word of the Lord and Emmanuel, God with us, our Jesus.
只有在这个神的国度，与神同在的国度，才会有这样的事情成就。
So now we look at wonderful counselor.
它是一个奇妙的测试。
The first words used to describe this son have often been separated in English. Sometimes you hear in actually the song that I sang earlier, they say wonderful, wonderful, and they pause, right? And then it says counselor. But it actually should have been together. It should be wonderful counselor. So wonderful in the scriptures is a word that primarily describes the Lord as extraordinary or supernatural, a wonder.
奇妙是提到神的神性，它是可以行神迹的。
And I happen to speak German, and the German word for miracle is Wunder, which wonder. So it means extraordinary, unsurpassing, marvelous, amazing. And was not used trivially like we say, hey, that was wonderful. So, for example, in Genesis 18, the Lord announced the birth of Isaac to the aging Abraham and Sarah.
就像在创世纪里面，上帝派使者预言，就是以撒将要出生，就是年老的亚伯拉罕跟撒拉将要生一个儿子一样。
And of course,
神奇的。
Of course, then what did Sarah do? She laughed. And then God said, is anything too hard for me, for the Lord? But that word hard, that's kind of one of our words. I mean, is anything really too fantastic, too miraculous that I cannot do, I being God? Or again, David meditating on the knowledge of the Lord. Go ahead. He came to realize that God knew everything about him, his thoughts, what was in his heart, his intentions. even the words he was trying to say. He acknowledged, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. And also, an angel, the angel of the Lord, appeared to Manoah and asked, "What is your name?" And to this, the visitor responded, "Why do you ask my name, seeing that is wonderful?" The angel being the visitor. Then when the flame on the altar blazed up, the wonderful angel ascended to heaven. To describe the king with this Hebrew word wonderful is to ascribe to him extraordinary and normally supernatural abilities. And Jesus, by his words, showed him to be the wonderful in this sense. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
在约翰福音11:25节，他说到，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Then to authenticate this claim, he raises Lazarus from the dead.
就为了展示他所刚才所声称的这样，他让这个拉撒路这个妇人复活了。
And that is a wonder. That is miraculous.
这就是一种奇迹，一种意想不到的奇迹。
We would have to say, with Nicodemus, that no man can do these things apart from God.
这就像尼哥底母说，在圣经里面曾经有说过，如果没有上帝同在的话，
and only Jesus,
没有人能做这些事情。
Only Jesus has the power over life and death.
只有耶稣才有这个关于我们生命的这些话语，然后他能够胜过生命和死亡的这样的权柄。
The second word in the title is counselor, which means one who plans.
这个第二个词语，这个 wonderful, 第二个词语是counselor, 这个词是在圣经里分为测试，就是做一些谋划策划的人。
It means he has the wisdom to rule.
或者说他有这样的能力，这样的智慧去领导。
Isaiah in chapter 11, verse 12, will explain this king, this Emmanuel.
在以赛亚书11:2里面也会再次解释这个关于这个王，然后叫做以马内利。
He has the spirit of counsel and the wisdom to rule.
他有这种谋略的灵，然后有这个领导的智慧。
And the word king, as well as other similar terms, are related to the idea of decision making.
这个王这个词，和其他也和这个做决策这样一个观念是相关联的，就意味着做决策。
Kings make decisions, they give counsel.
国王通常他们做决策，然后他们给一些谋略谋划，对未来的一个谋划。
Regular kings often surround themselves with counselors to help them make the right decisions.
我们今天所知道的很多的国王，他们周围都有很多的这样的谋士测试。
But of course, our counselor, our king, does not need that.
当然，我们这位伟大的神，这位测试，他是不需要其他的人帮助他谋划的。
Jesus' teachings and judgments show that he was the great counselor.
耶稣在新约里面他的教导和他的就是审判，也展示了他是一个很伟大的谋测试。
His insight was supernatural. He knew what was in people.
他的这种观察和洞见是超自然的，他能够知道人们所思所想。
And you might remember Nathanael.
你们可能还记得关于但以理。
He said, I saw you, Jesus said, I saw you while you were under the fig tree before Philip called you.
耶稣跟但以理说，你在无花果树地下看我的时候，我就认出你来了。
And and Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
然后但以理就回应说，拉比，你就是那个神的儿子。
He recognized the wonderful counselor when he appeared to him.
他能够认出这个伟大的测试，就是这位，就是耶稣。
The same happened with the woman from the well when she went back to her family and friends.
类似的事情也发生在另外一个妇人，她回去看望她的朋友的时候。
She said, Come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. Is not this the Christ?
这个妇人对她的朋友们说，你们来看哪，有一个人，他把我素来所行所做的一切的事情都给我讲出来了。怎么会这就是基督吗？
Or again, when the Jews sent the men to bring Jesus bound hand and foot to them, they returned empty-handed. Their reason?
另外还有类似的事情，就是在犹太人打发一个人去给耶稣带一些。Their
reason was, no man ever spoke like this man.
没有人可以像耶稣这样说话的。
And this work of the Lord continues today.
神的这样的做工今天仍然在继续。
For when he went away, what did he promise us that he would give us?
当他离开我们的时候，他应许我们说会派一位保惠师到我们中间来。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
那就是我们的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit would continue to counsel by his word, convict us and teach us and transform people.
这个圣灵会继续帮助我们和帮助我们生命的改变，帮助我们。
What made Jesus such a wonderful counselor? He knew what was in man.
到底是什么让耶稣能够成为这么一个奇妙的一个保惠师，一个测试，因为他知道我们人的内心。
He had all. He knew everything that David spoke.
他知道所有大卫他将要说的话。
And it continues. What is in the seven letters to the church, the churches in Revelation, that is his constant theme?
在这个启示录里面写给众教会的七封信里面。
I know your works, and he was not there.
耶稣是这么说的，我知道你的做工。
Our next name, the Mighty God. Not only was Messiah to be the wonderful counselor, he was to be the image of God as no other was.
像接下来另一个词关于神的一个名字, 就是这个全能神, 全能的神, 不光是, 这个弥赛亚, 他是一个, 刚才我们讲的, 是一个奇妙的, 测试, 他也是, 他也, 有神的形象, 是别人所没有的, 他有神的这个形象。
And there are many interpretations of the word God, but Isaiah uses the term definitely as God, the deity. Like God. In fact, he has just announced in chapters 7 and 8 that this king would be known as Emmanuel, God with us.
事实上他在这个第七和第八章里面，他声称这个王就是以马内利，就是我们所知道的以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
And to say that God, say God with us, is something just amazing and only possible through God's prophecy.
说当我们说神与我们同在的时候，只有通过神的口，神的使者来说这个话，才具备能力。
There's another passage in the Bible that uses mighty and God together to describe the Messiah.
在圣经里面有另一处经文，也是用到把这个两个词合在一起来描述神。
It's in Psalm 45:3.
在诗篇45章3节。
It says, "Gird your sword, O mighty one. Your sword, O mighty one. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever."
这里面这个诗篇45章说到，全能大能者啊，愿你的腰间佩刀，大有荣耀和威严，直到永永远远。
So the king would be known as the powerful one, the mighty one.
这个我们的这个王就会让我们知道是一个奇妙的全能的王。
The name, the mighty God, no matter how translated, would be too generous for a mere person, obviously.
这个全能的这个词对我们普通人来说是难以too generous, 太...
Too much.
要就是太我们承担不了，承受不了的，只能用在神身上。
But Jesus claimed this title for himself as well.
He
claimed to be divine from God. According to John 8:58, he identified himself as the great I Am of the Old Testament.
约翰福音第八章里面，他也声称他自己，就是耶稣声称他自己就是自有拥有的。
The sovereign Lord God of Israel.
就是这个掌权者，统治者。
In Matthew 24:30, he announced, "All power is given to me. I am all power."
在 马太福音里面，24章里面，他也再次宣告说，所有的权柄都赐给我了。Jesus
is the mighty God.
耶稣就是那个全能的神。And
the apostles bear witness to this.
这些使徒们也都看到了这一点。John
declares Jesus is God in flesh. The agent of creation, the creator.
约翰他自 约翰他神是一个肉体的神。
Paul reminds us of his deity and his power in Ephesians 1:18-21.
保罗也提到了他的神的这个权柄在这个以弗所书里面。
So this title, the mighty God, came true and became literal in Jesus alone.
这个全能的神这个在耶稣身上成为事实。
The third title is Everlasting Father.
关于神的第三个称呼或者第三个这个头衔，我们叫做永久的父。
And perhaps it's the most striking.
这个永久的父这一称呼可能是最为重要、最为显著的，对我们而言。
Because it means the Lord over the ages.
因为它意味着它是我们永，就是跨越时间的一个永恒的我们的一个父，一个主。
It seems a little confusing in how we look at the God, Father, and Holy Spirit.
当我们看这些经文的时候，好像看起来有一些矛盾。
In the prophecies in Isaiah 48:15-16, the Lord God is speaking and says,
在这个以赛亚书四十八章里面，神他是这样说的。
I have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and his way will prosper.
唯有我曾说过，我又选召他，领他来，他的道路就必亨通。
Come near to me, hear this. I have spoken in secret from the beginning.
你们要就近我来听这话，我从起头并未曾在隐秘处说话。
From the time that it was, I was there, and now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me.
现在主耶稣差遣我和他的灵来。
The same phenomenon of the Lord being both the sovereign who sends Messiah and Messiah who is sent is found in Malachi 3:1-5.
同样的这一个事情就是关于主是主是给我们送来这个弥赛亚的人，同时他又是。被神所派遣的那个主。
So Jesus is the image of the Father, the sovereign kingmaker.
所以耶稣他既是具有神的形象，有父神的形象，然后他也是那个差遣这个弥赛亚来的人。
And by taking this title, Everlasting Father, the Messiah is to be known as the one who is the sovereign Lord over the ever-changing years. He's the eternal Lord.
就是他是永恒的主。
He produces and directs eternity.
他能够带来永久。
And the fourth title is Prince of Peace.
最后一个第四个关于神的这个名称叫做和平的君王。
This last title means that the Messiah will be one who ensures for his people the blessings of peace.
这个最后的这个和平的君王，意味着弥赛亚将会是那个。能够保证我们所有的人能够给我们带来平安的这样一个主。
The Hebrew concept of peace is more than the absence of war.
这个在希伯来语的这个和平。
To Isaiah, peace is a condition in which all things follow their destiny undisturbed.
对以赛亚 说这个平安和平意味着所有的事情都能够有序的进行。
The prophet will talk of the lion lying down with the lamb and children playing at the viper's nest.
哦，就是这个预言，就好像是小孩在毒蛇窝里面玩儿，在毒蛇窝里面玩儿，依然有那种平安。
And of course, this can't happen in our time, but it will come when we have a new heaven and a new earth.
当然，这样一种场景在我们今天可能很难发生，但是啊，会有那么一天。这样一种真正的平安会在我们中间会到来。
So Jesus also said, I came to bring peace, not peace, but the sword. This can be a little confusing.
耶稣 这些经文让人有点迷惑的是，耶稣同时又说，你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
And what did he tell his disciples would happen as when they went out to preach the word?
他是这么告，就是他说了些对他的门徒说了些什么呢？当这些门徒们去外面传福音的时候
，There would be trouble and persecution.
他说你们将会有麻烦，有苦难。
So the prospect of peace, like.Peace as in the absence of war, the absence of hate, the absence of oppression is in the future for us.
就是这种没有战争，没有没有压力，没有的这样一种平安是在我们的将是未来将要到来的。
And I'm almost done. Just bear with me one more minute.The prophet declares that peace and righteousness will characterize the reign of the Messiah.
这个预言里面，再次讲到了这个神弥赛亚的这一些特性。
Isaiah anticipates that the present gloom brought by dictators and the prospects of war will be replaced by joy and peace.
以赛亚预言说，这样这些战争，这些独裁者给我们带来的这些战争，这个我们在这个黑暗的世界将会，以我们的和平，自由这样一个社会来取代。
And again, he was speaking to people in Israel 700 years ago.
他是对在。神主到来的700年前对以色列人说的。
But is it not also applicable to our time right now?
可能对我们今天不是特别的适用。
And we are blessed that we have Jesus, that he came for us.
我们是很受祝福的一群人，因为我们有耶稣基督已经来到这个世上为我们的罪而死。
We've talked a lot about how these times have been dark at, you know, the times leading up to this prophecy and sometimes now.
We've talked a lot about how these times have been dark at, you know, the times leading up to this prophecy and sometimes now.
But we have our Prince of Peace. We may not have peace on earth right now, but we have physically, but we have peace on earth right here.
我们在今天在我们这个地球上可能没有一种平安，但是我们在我们的内心，因为我们有神有盼望，所以我们有平安在我们的内心里面。
And we can be thankful for that, because God gave His only Son to us.So how about we bow our heads in prayer? Father in heaven, I thank you for our time together today.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，让我们有时间共同在一起交通。
I thank you for the message that was sent through Isaiah of your coming.
感谢你通过以赛亚书给我们带来的信息。
Let your names, Lord, stay in our hearts.
让你的名，你的大名，能够在我们刻在我们的内心。
Let us remember who you are.
让我们时刻记住你是谁。
And that you are everlasting for us.
你是永恒的主，为我们，是我们永恒的父。
Father, I pray those who do not know Jesus here today will think of that everlasting peace.
我祈求你能够让我们今天还没有认识在座的还没有认识主的每一位能够思想神关于神的永恒的作为我们永久的父的这一部分。
I pray that they accept that special Christmas gift that you gave us 2,000 years ago.
我祈求你能够让他们在内心能够接受这份礼物，2000年前你就给予了我们的礼物。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求。